More news stories now. With a £160 million funding boost for world-leading Norwich Research Park, an animal activist is accused of causing suffering to a liberated lamb, and the council refused to budge on park and ride despite pressure to reopen the site.
Norwich Research Park is set to receive funding worth more than £160 million to help progress the site's cutting-edge science developments. The Earlham Institute, John Innes Centre and Quadrum Institute has secured £163.9 million over 5 years. Mid-Norfolk MP George Freeman, who is also the government's Minister of State for the Department of Science, Innovation and Technology, hopes to cement the region's position as a world leader in life science research and innovation. Ros Bird, Chief Executive of Anglia Innovation Partnership, LLP, the organisation that runs Norwich Research Park, said the investment will help improve the lives of people around the world, she added. It underlines the strategic importance and potential future contributions of this Science Park campus to modern industrial biotechnology in the UK. We have established a growing sense of community on the campus. Our aim is to maximise the research activity taking place through our campus-wide enterprise strategy and business development activity, creating a wide range of jobs.
A city pub has been crowned the best in Norfolk to add to two other accolades it has won this year. The White Lion in Oak Street has been named the county's Pub of the Year by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. Owner of the Norwich Watering Hole, Oscar Gerdes, said, "I'm really overwhelmed to get two great CAMRA awards in 1 week. Cider and ale enthusiasts are in good hands with the pub's extensive range of beverages." The pub won Norfolk Cider Pub of 2023 in April, a title that is held every year since winning it in 2012, and has gone on to win the best cider pub in East Anglia. There were 31 pubs in Oak Street 100 years ago due to the proximity to the former Bullard's Brewery, but the White Lion is the last boozer standing.
Whether poison or bird flu could have killed Norwich Cathedral's peregrine falcons, which died 2 weeks ago, those who look after them have revealed. The Hawk and Owl Trust, which tends to the birds roosting in the cathedral's spire, says it will never know for sure what killed two chicks and caused an egg not to hatch. Officials have now sent the egg which failed to hatch for analysis, and the live webcam showing the falcons in action has been switched on again. The cathedral will also be welcoming visitors to its viewpoint once again. After the incident, DEFRA, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, were called to the site because of the risk of bird flu, but they did not attend the incident and the birds removed their chicks before retrieval could be organised. The Trust says the likelihood of the falcons laying again is remote and that it will issue an update if any further information arises.
Pressure is building on Norfolk County Council to reopen one of the city's park and ride sites amid claims that communities are being cut off from the city. 11 parish councils have joined forces to issue a joint statement pleading with the county council to reopen the Postwick bus service. With hundreds of homes being built and a host of new businesses opening in the area, councillors are becoming increasingly concerned about the environmental and economic impacts of people having no choice but to drive. However, the county council says it will cost more than £100,000 in subsidies to reopen it. The Postwick site was initially closed during the pandemic when it became a COVID testing site. all the other Norwich park and ride sites reopened last June, but the County Council said they would reopen Postwick when the other sites were back to 75% of pre-pandemic usage. The plea has been backed by Ian Mackey, the Conservative County Councillor for neighbouring Thorpe St Andrew. I am hopeful that the County Council will restart the service as soon as financially possible. The joint statement also questions how demand for Postwick site will be analysed and said a Freedom of Information request has proved that a business plan with costed forecasts had not been produced. Lana Hempsall, the County Council's Deputy Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said restarting the service from Postwick would add between £100,000 to £200,000 to that subsidy, while the most recent figures show that although passenger numbers across other bus service in Norfolk have gone back to around 90%, the park and ride numbers remain at about 45%. The comments from Councillor Hempsall, who lives in Acle and is the area's county councillor, come following the government's renewal of the national £2 bus fare cap for standard services. The scheme was introduced in January and was extended again earlier this month, with £500 million invested to extend the £2 cap on single tickets until the end of October, which will then continue at £2.50 until November 2024.
A Norwich animal rights activist has been remanded in prison after being charged with stealing a lamb and causing it unnecessary suffering. Gemma Barnes, 33, and fellow animal rebellion protester Eleanor Kenny, 18, are also accused of the intimidation of police officers who are witnesses in a separate harassment case related to protests at Norwich Livestock Market. Norwich Magistrates Court was told the pair had harassed the two officers by taking photos and video that was posted on social media. Messages on Facebook gave details of where officers lived and said that they should be dragged out of their homes at 4 a.m. to see how it feels. Crown Prosecutor Nishma Shah said the harassment had occurred just minutes after the pair had been granted bail following a court hearing. She said both were heavily involved with animal rebellion protests and targeted opponents by posting about them on social media. Both anti-meat protesters pleaded not guilty to two counts of witness intimidation. Barnes of St Leonard's Road, Norwich, also denied stealing and causing unnecessary suffering to a newborn lamb. Miss Shah said it was related to pictures posted on social media by Barnes, showing her posing with lambs and boasting they had been liberated. But she has since refused to say where the animals were taken from or where they are now, but separating them from their mothers would have caused distress, the court was told. Julie Adams, mitigating, said she is passionate about animal welfare and would never dream of causing unnecessary suffering. Magistrates denied Barnes bail, ordering that she remain in prison until a hearing at Norwich Crown Court. Kenny of Ashley Gardens in Wyndham was bailed on the condition she doesn't contact Barnes, post anything about the police witnesses, or visit any police station in Norfolk. In a separate court appearance, Barnes was given a conditional discharge for criminal damage for her part in a protest that saw milk poured on the floor of Marks and Spencer.